Walden, brother.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now on the BMX Radio Network, Baldwin McCullough Radio. No one else will in trying to make sense of it all.
3 minutes to go. The president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are.
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, am I?
And will my mic be on
when I go to speak? That's the real question.
We're hope we're Baldwin McCullough Live.
Yeah, so welcome to New York. It's a beautiful, fully autumn evening now. See, for the last few weeks I've been saying it's almost fall.
Right.
But we're in official autumn, right, Jackie? 21st?
I'm very impressed by you.
Come on, you know everything, Jackie. How come you didn't tell me if I was right or wrong?
I don't even know what day of the week it is.
She's used to being forced to support you. That's the problem.
No, yeah. But like, seriously.
Steven said I had to be on his
side. I know it's Saturday night because I'm doing the radio
show. Well, you're a world traveler again now.
Yeah, it's been insane.
Because you're about to be, you know, Mr. Movie Star. What number film is I'm in Love with a Church Girl for you?
I don't
Major
know.
Motion picture, 61?
80.
80? 81?
Something.
See, don't ever say like a round number. Like, just give it like that weird
73.
There you bingo. See, that's more impressive than 80. You
yeah.
Say 80. Well, yeah, because they just think you're making that
agree.
Up. They just say, well, 80.
It's like if I were.
You just made up a number and pulled it up. But if you say 73, they're like, wow, he counted those extra three.
Yeah.
He's on it.
Well, I think Alex done like 85.
Oh,
so that's
you're 12
more
behind him.
Well, no, if I did
yes,
80.
But you were in the film that won 2 Oscars. I just want the record to show.
You keep doing that.
I just want the record to show. Stevie B, only Baldwin brother to appear in Oscar-winning film. Hey.
I guess it's true.
Why can't I celebrate that? You're my brother. You're my business partner. Just because, you know.
Kind of cool.
Alec has 2 Emmys sitting on his shelf.
But the Oscars aren't sitting on my shelf, Kevin.
Sure they are.
Sitting on the shelf of my mind.
In that poker game that, man, we are just like all over the place level-wise tonight. In that poker game that Kevin Spacey lost to you, you got the Oscars.
The one Chris McQuarrie was at. Yeah.
You got the Oscars back, and now they're on your shelf. At least that's the story, and we're sticking to it on Baldwin McCullough.
That's what we heard.
So, no, you've been out on the road. You've been
crazy
hooping it up with Israel Houghton and Gally Molina and all these Ja Rule and all these
I've been out
hip-hop
on
music
the
moguls.
Road with the Church Girl movie bus tour.
Right.
It's been
at the website iminlovewiththechurchgirl.com, no apostrophe.
And reaction to the movie has been fantastic.
Did you know that your film, you don't even know this. I'm going to tell you something that you don't know about your own piece of work.
Uh-huh.
That's the way it is at Baldwin McCullough.
Yeah.
Steven needs me. He wants me on that wall. He needs me on that wall. No, you've got like 190,000 Facebook followers on the I'm in Love with the Church Girl Facebook page.
Wow.
And over 200,000 Twitter followers already. Now, see, if they just each tell 5 friends the weekend that it opens, October 18th at a theater near you, go to iminlovewiththechurchgirl.com to see for yourself.
Sure.
You're just going to blow all kinds of doorways open with that. Because I don't think, like, Passion with the Christ or any of those other, like, faith-friendly films had, like, almost 400,000 social media followers already before it even opened.
I have no idea.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure it didn't.
Right.
Because I don't think Facebook existed when Passion of the Christ came
out. But I know that
out.
Gally Molina and Israel have been really busting their butts to get the word out on this. And listen, the church has been fantastic.
Yeah.
Fully embracing the film. They like the movie. You know, with this idea, the message of the movie is, you know, come as you are. You know, what being a person of faith is all about. It's not about being the right kind of person or cleaning yourself up. It's just come as you are. That's the message of the movie. And as told through the very deep vocal tones of a Jeff Ja Rule Atkins.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, it's just been amazing.
Yeah. Vincent Pastore, Michael Madsen, Stephen Baldwin, Toby Mack.
Adrian Bailon.
Ja Rule. And Adrian is the girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the church girl.
She's the church girl. That's right. So it's October 18th in a theater near you. I'm in love with thechurchgirl.com if you want to find theaters near you. It's an easy way to do it. I'm in love with thechurchgirl.com. No apostrophe. I'm in love with thechurchgirl.com. I had Gally Molina on my show on Friday.
I know. He told me he did the interview.
And he was just really cool.
Yeah,
he said I could come see him anytime I wanted to.
Awesome.
Yeah. And he said that you've been such a party on the bus the whole time, he's going to have to book you for all the movies he now does in the future. So he goes, there's no party without Baldwin. So.
Well, I just, you know, do my usual kooky slapstick
Stevie B thing.
Keep him laughing.
Well, we've got some interesting stuff to talk about tonight, but before we get to the news, I was out at, here in the local New York area. I did an appearance today for a car dealership. Mm-hmm. Circle Hyundai down in Shrewsbury, New Jersey, invited me out. Shook some people's hands, listeners, every single one of them, not only listener to KMC during the week, but Baldwin McCullough at night on Saturdays. They all knew that we were on the other station. And I got to say, first of all, a woman that would only identify herself as Jesus Lady,
right?
Who claims she's 80 years old, messianic believer, came up, handed me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and a bag of chips, just out of the blue. That was very sweet. And
what am I, chopped liver?
Yeah, you weren't there.
Yeah.
But she said to tell you that peanut butter and jelly is what this show is. She said, I've listened to you guys on Saturday nights.
I like it.
You guys are peanut butter and jelly.
I like that.
I said, what do you mean? She goes, well, you're real dry and salty. And Baldwin's kind of a fruit and very sweet. So you're the jelly. I'm the peanut butter.
There you go.
So peanut butter and jelly or Baldwin
together,
McCullough.
We should just change the name of the show now.
The Peanut Butter and Jelly Show.
To Steve and Kevo present Peanut Butter and Jelly. That works perfectly for
me. I thought she, in a nutshell, no pun intended, I thought she nailed it. Like, I've never heard anybody describe our show quite so scarily accurate.
Right.
I mean, because I am the very dry.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah. So I'm the peanut butter. He's the jelly.
Plain as the...
That's it.
Salty nose on your face.
All protein, baby.
So to speak.
All sugar.
Right.
Protein and sugar. Nuts and fruit.
Yeah, there you go.
So anyway, so thank you, Jesus Lady. I kid you not, she wouldn't tell me your name. She had me sign something for her, and I said, who do I sign it to? She goes, no, they just call me Jesus Lady.
So did you sign it to Jesus
Lady? I did. I said, Jesus Lady, thanks for coming.
That's awesome.
And for the tips on peanut butter and jelly. No, I'm serious. I think I put that on there. Anyway, so, yeah, that was good. Oh, what else was I going to tell you about? There was something else I had on the docket to...
Just tell me what James did this week.
He didn't really do anything
newsworthy.
Oh, yeah, no. But Jonathan, the one-year-old, has now started moving into the category where he can now do things. And so this week, he was eating dinner multiple nights.
It's not one, it's the other.
In the high chair. And in order to supplement his attention to the food that he doesn't like to eat, the lovely bride will give him Cheerios and other crunchy things
right.
for him to kind of like...
good idea.
On, because then he'll be looking at the Cheerio and kind of... and then she'll sneak the food in. And by the way, he's eating us out of house and home. He's only 1 year old. He's now eating three dinners a night. I kid you not. Three dinners a night, half a bag of Cheerios, throw in a, you know, pepperoni pizza.
Wait a second. When you say half a bag of, you don't mean a full box of Cheerios.
Like a sandwich
bag. Child, okay.
Like a sandwich bag.
Thank you for that clarification.
Fill a sandwich bag with Cheerios. That's a good size snack.
If your kid was eating at 1 year old half a box of Cheerios every night, I might need to intervene.
But
go ahead.
If I ate a half a bag of Cheerios, sandwich bag of Cheerios, after eating dinner, are we really talking about this? I think we are. We're using valuable airtime to discuss the Cheerio eating habits of a 1 year old.
Hey, you're listening.
I'm the peanut butter. He's the jelly.
Exactly.
Nuts, fruits. Okay, so he's eating half of that, and then he's eating these three. And she's not the small baby food jars anymore. It's the like double baby food jars. Three of those. Like he just like overnight went from one to three.
Well,
and he's still like you walk in near him and you eat something and he sees you eat it and he goes,
yeah,
until you offer to give him some.
That's right.
But the new thing is he wants to throw everything on the floor. So he'll take the Cheerio, and he'll look at the lovely bride. He'll just, like, draw eye contact, and he'll move the hand.
Right.
Like, to the edge of the high chair.
Yeah.
And she'll be like, Jonathan, don't do that. And he'll stop. And then he'll proceed just a little bit further. And
yeah.
She'll be like, no. He's hearing no for the first time. And then he just...
He doesn't do it?
No, he still does it sometimes.
Yeah. So you got Big James hurling the cell phone into the swimming pool.
That's right.
Little Johnny throwing the Cheerios.
All over the kitchen floor.
Oh, I'll be praying for you, son.
A lot of fun. Anyway, he's Baldwin, I'm McCullough. We've got some important stuff to talk about tonight. Stay with us here on Baldwin McCullough.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real. Performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or amtcaudition.org.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With the event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120. And I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
We'll be right back. left, Lord, standing in Babylon. Let me be, let me be.
It's Baldwin McCall live from New York. Thank you for being here. And wherever you're joining us from, on televisions from sea to shining sea, including great stations in New York, Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, Colorado Springs, Denver, all over the place, Salt Lake City, Redding, California, wherever you're at, thank you for being here. The number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And we're going to get into our first topic with Stephen in just a second. But before we do that, I want to remind you that if you know a young person whose calling in life it is to pursue the arts, perhaps acting, modeling, singing, dancing, maybe even stand-up comedy, then there is a group of people that Stephen and I both fully embrace and endorse. We want you to know about it as well. It's called AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ. These are people that help young performers not only understand the real value of what their talent is in the entertainment place, but also help give them a purpose behind why they should be in that calling. And if you have not yet checked them out, there are auditions going on across the country. Please check it out at amtcaudition.com, amtcaudition.com, or you can call this number, 800-STAR-420. That's 1-800-STAR-420, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ. A wave of Christian performers and the entertainment industry is calling. Are you ready? Answer the call. AMTCAudition.com. All right, Stephen, this week there was a story that broke on the 27th. So what's that, yesterday? Is that today? Is this today? Is this a story from today? No, it was yesterday. Yeah, I was right the first time.
Yes.
So on Friday. And it's a new layer about the spying scandal from the NSA. Explain to us what these guys were doing.
Well, they're calling it LoveInt.
I-N-T.
So L-O-V-E-I-N-T, and they've capitalized the I-N-T for like Love Intelligence or something. But it seems as though some individuals with the access inside the NSA have decided to use all of their ability and technology and spying capability to spy on their loved ones, whether it be a girlfriend, a wife, whoever.
A girlfriend that their wife doesn't know about.
And the headline here is
something along those lines.
LoveInt, given immense powers, NSA, and my screen just went away. That is not good.
Well, what's happened already,
right.
Just to remind people, NSA has been spying on folks for a while. We found out that they have been going through cell phone companies and social media websites, and they've been going to places like Google, and they've said, hey, if you want to remain in good standing with the U.S. government,
right,
you don't want all kinds of things to all of a sudden start to be investigated
and
or licensed or all these things, you're going to play ball with us.
Right.
So Google and Facebook and all these people have been turning over information.
And Facebook's looking at possibly a huge lawsuit now.
Yeah,
there
of
might
course.
Be a class action lawsuit against Facebook.
And there should be, and Facebook should have known better. But
so now, you know, I mean, the headline is what got my attention. Love and given immense powers, NSA employees super cyber stalked their crushes is the headline. And it goes into how several individuals within the NSA went on to one guy, this one creepy guy within the NSA, when it came to like international high ranking government officials that were like women, there were like nine of them. He just starts hacking their phone calls because he just, you know, liked their voices or something. So he starts like listening to their phone calls. I mean, it's if you think about it, it says here in one 2004 case revealed by the NSA, a female NSA employee investigated a foreign telephone number she had discovered in her husband's cell phone contacts because she suspected him of being unfaithful. In 2005, on the first day he was granted access to the relevant NSA database, a male subject searched six different email addresses belonging to his girlfriend.
His ex-girlfriend.
Right. So now you got, so, you know, you read this. I mean, it's one thing, you know, you got your Patriot Act, you got your NSA stuff. I'm somebody that says this, you know, if you got nothing to hide, let them see whatever they want to see.
Right.
Because they are actually using this stuff to deter and catch bad guys.
And I say you're kind of a dum-dum if you let them do that. That's just been my position. But I agree with your point. If you don't have anything to hide, there shouldn't be a problem.
Right, but now you have what I would classify as kind of kooky, loose cannons that are using this ability to do personal stuff. And I'm sitting here saying, well, if they're that undisciplined or that lacking in professionalism, what's going to stop somebody else from doing another WikiLeaks or, you know, hacking into whatever or using this technology to really do something that could really be horrible?
Yeah. Well, okay. A few things that come to mind that would be good to ask questions about. 888-340-3373. How about this? Is anybody surprised that people with great immense powers to tap into these things would use them for personal gain? Like, does that really surprise anybody?
No, that's a great question.
I always hear this stuff about, well, you know, the FBI and the NSA and the IRS and the CIA, these are the people of the highest quality caliber of character and all, you know, they have to take this sworn oath and, you know, they're the kind of people you want to leave your godchildren to. And all. I mean, I hear that all the time. And I'm going, well, what? Did they make them non-human?
Right.
I thought that the basic tenet of humanity is
that brilliant.
We're all really screwed up, and it's only because that we have some sort of opportunity to make that right with God through Jesus that it even makes sense anyway. But should we ever be surprised if the NSA or the FBI, well, we had great powers. And,
but we never used them.
But no, we never used them. Except for my girlfriend.
So I guess the question should the employees of the NSA be able to use this stuff for their personal...
No, I think the answer to that is obviously no. But,
right. But
it kind of runs counterintuitive to what we have been told by the government, and that is that there can be governmental power that is used in a focused and tightly... controlled and sheriffed way so that we can target terrorists and not target Americans. If that was true on all the points, except for the fact that these 12 people were spying on girlfriends or suspected girlfriends or whatever, I think you still might have a case to be made. But does anybody honestly believe that anything is actually safe? I mean, Obamacare takes what this NSA stuff has been doing to us and multiplies it 1,000 times more because it takes your medical records and your finances and your prison sentences and everything else and puts them into all one folder.
Right.
So you get into that and it's, you're done.
Yeah.
I don't know. 888-340-3373. So I don't know that this story bothers me any more than it did before.
No. It bothers me.
It bothers you more than knowing that NSA was just spying anyway?
Yeah, it bothers me more.
Okay.
Definitely.
Well, you got to explain that when you get back. But to you, does it bother you that they've used this for personal use? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. We're in New York every Saturday. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
With
with the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo. The question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. ProStores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear, always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network. Two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event. Absolutely free. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
8255.
Baldwin McCullough Live, thank you for being with us every Saturday night. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough.
Is there popcorn on my face?
Maybe. Is there pizza on mine?
No, you're good.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because it feels like there's tomato sauce right here.
YOLO!
Nope. It's all gone?
YOLO! That's what Elias says. YOLO. If I'm eating popcorn and you're eating pizza, then it's a YOLO Saturday night, which means you only live once.
Right.
So you can eat what you want.
All right. I'm an old guy. What do I know?
Say YOLO, Kevin.
Yeah, YOLO.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I feel better.
I feel like a dork, but...
You're cool now.
No. You're not cool because a 20-something tells you some phrase that others are saying.
No, you are.
No, you're not.
Okay.
No, you're not. And if you think you are,
there.
Then that just proves you're trying a little
big,
too much.
You big pundit.
Yeah. You extended adolescent.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Actually, there was a story. There you go. There was a story this week. The psychiatrists in Britain are wanting to force the mental health professionals there, specifically child psychologists, to not stop treating people as adolescents at 18. They want to extend the official adolescent range to, get this, age 25.
Perfect. I agree.
Seven
with
more
that.
Years of abject stupidity for all.
I totally agree. I didn't know who I was till I was 35.
Okay, whatever. That's because you blew enough coke to keep Latin America involved at that younger age.
Well, no, I had stopped that at 23. But you're saying that it affected all of that.
It slowed things down.
Okay.
Yeah.
It discombobulated it.
So anyway, that's all we're talking about tonight. 888-340-3373. Stephen found this story. NSA employees, shocker, that had the ability to listen in on things, were actually doing it for personal reasons. Now, before we went to the break, you said that this bothers you at a deeper level than just knowing that NSA had been spying already. Why?
Well, if you think about kind of the psychology of it, this is people who are working within a super secret type dynamic.
Sure.
That now, not only is it like them doing stuff that in the mind of the common sense, logical, general public is like questionable.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, and from my perspective, it's like, they're like using it for their own personal gain.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of separates them more from the responsibility in a greater way, in my opinion. And my concern is that how many people are in there that have this access that are doing it, that we know about, and who else? There's got to be stuff going on that even the NSA doesn't even know has been going on.
Well, and it'll be a cold day and you know where before they start telling
exactly
all of it that's happening.
Exactly.
But I don't think that the fact that they were using this kind of unchecked power is, A, either surprising, nor necessarily even more telling of what's going on. Because Americans weren't supposed to be spied on to begin with.
Yeah,
so the fact that you got lovey-dovey girlfriend over here, you know, you're wanting to know if she's going to see Javier after work, you know, what's that about? Well, it's just a personal insecurity that the guy has. And let's face it, if the average NSA person is someone that looks like Edward Snowden, then you should be concerned about men named Javier, because they are probably very macho, if you know what I'm saying. 888-340-3373. So, NSA spies are spying on lovers, and you want to ask our listeners what tonight?
My question is...
Yes.
If we now know... First of all, if you're creeped out by the whole NSA thing...
Yes.
If you think...
Or just mad, me.
If you think it's wrong, mm-hmm, to begin with, if you think that for years and years and years they've been reading everybody's emails, reading your text messages, listening to your phone calls, and now it's blatantly obvious that they have been doing this in such a way that is not correct according to the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Then my question now becomes that's the administrators and the executive. Those are the guys that are in charge of it that are doing it.
Right.
Now you have these rogue individuals that are using it for their own creepy personal benefit, and I'm sitting here saying, is it time just to shut the NSA down? Because it's so out of control. Because in my mind, what's happening here, I know what you said earlier. You're not surprised that human beings are going to go and use this stuff for their own personal
gain. Well, sinners sin. That's all I know.
But the fact that somebody within the NSA can have the ability to go just look wherever they want and do it, there's got to be stuff that's going to happen that's really bad from this. And because it's so out of control, shouldn't we shut it down?
Shutting down the NSA.
Yeah.
That's Stevie B's question for you. Do you want it shut down completely? Due to the fact that they're spying on their girlfriends. Or when she's with Javier. That's all I know. 888-340-3373. Yeah, it's an interesting question. Because I don't... Here's the upside. We don't know what good we've got.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE to 33938.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free. Day for free.
Baldwin McCullough live from New York every Saturday night, and we're glad that you're with us again tonight. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, and thank you for being here. Thank you for always telling your friends and coming on back on Saturdays. We love to have fun. He's the jelly, I'm the peanut butter. Thank you, Jesus Lady, for telling us that today. See, you just someone just comes in out of the blue and they just hear that. He's the jelly, I'm the peanut butter. Thank you, Jesus Lady. They're going, these guys need to be committed somewhere. That's what they need to do.
I love that.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes I'm the peanut butter and you're the jelly.
Never. No.
Sometimes.
No. He's full of sugar. He's always sweet. And he's a fruit. That's the jelly. That's Stevie B. I'm always dry. I'm always to the point. I'm very salty. I'm protein. I'm KMC. Peanut butter and jelly. We're gonna get football jerseys. We're going to say peanut butter and jelly on them.
Let's do it.
Yeah. What kind of jelly would you be if you were, and maybe you're more like a preserves or a jam or something, you know, with a little intricate subtlety to it.
You're a sick person.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you're trying to get me to, like, say something.
Steven hates this.
No, I just I just sometimes I see the real you.
The nut and the fruit.
Yeah.
At the same microphone.
Well, you know, I would have said I'd like to be a seedless something something, but then I realized that, like, seedless jams and all that and seedless fruits, like a watermelon without seed, you know, that's a genetically modified.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't that, don't you qualify? I mean, you were a parasitic host. Doesn't that modify your...
I think if you were to go through Baldwin history, if anybody had to, like, vote and single out a Baldwin that may have been a GMO Baldwin, that would be me. But just call me crazy.
All right. 888-340-3373. It is the Baldwin McCullough Show. And what we're talking about is the NSA. For instance, in 2004... the NSA had a case of a female employee investigating a foreign telephone number because she discovered in her husband's cell phone contacts and she thought he was being, you know, a little, maybe unfaithful, a little disingenuous.
Yeah.
Maybe he was thinking Javier was cute. Anyway, she called and she got the number and she's like going through it trying to figure out, you know, what's all going on there. And it turns out, evidently that's against the rules. Nobody said. NSA, you can't use the spying stuff for your own love life. You're supposed to use it only to, you know, spy on Al-Qaeda's love life.
Now, I'll tell you a story. I can't tell you the whole story because I'll get in trouble. But I know people in law enforcement.
Okay.
And one time this guy on the freeway, like, cut me off. So I called my friend and I ran the guy's license plate.
You are bad.
And I actually got the guy's phone number.
That is not good.
So, hypothetically, like I could have called the guy and left him a message, so by the time he got home, he would have got a message like, better be careful who you mess with on the freeway. See, hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
Now, that would have been, like, abusing power.
Now you've raised the ultimate moral question, because here you are very same access that you're now criticizing NSA for.
This was BC, brother.
A big, fat, hypocritical bowl of grape jelly.
I would never do something like that to you.
888-3403. So should we do away, this is the question Stevens asked, Mr. He'll abuse his power with the police to get even with some road rage guy. He's asking, should we do away with NSA because they were doing the same thing to their amores? See, there was another one in 2005. A guy was granted access to NSA databases, and he searched all the email addresses belonging to his ex-girlfriend, wanting to see what she'd been up to.
Yeah, but and to my point, yes. Number's 888-340-3373. Should we shut this whole program down? Because if you have people that have the ability to use this technology and the powers of the NSA to creep around and search within their, you know, personal whatever curiosities...
Right.
Then what's stopping, like, a WikiLeaks from happening? What's stopping these guys from accessing whatever personal information from somebody in the military, their personal computer, their, you know what I mean?
Well, there are a lot of people that, you know, going back to the General Petraeus thing, that thought that, you know, there was some information that was evidently outed that hadn't been in the official military records of saying, people were like, where did that come from?
Right. That's my point.
And, you know, with WikiLeaks just being in existence, you are one rogue person away from having everything fall apart all the time. Because all it takes is one little angry gay fella sitting in the sergeant's office that doesn't like his job. That was Bradley Manning.
Right.
He's like, I want to be a she, so they won't let me. They won't pay for it, so I'll make them pay. He carts up all the files, sends it off to WikiLeaks. Now guess what? He's going to Fort Leavenworth, and his lawyer's suing to get his sex change surgery. Dream come true. Holy hallelujah. Happy America. Let's go to Cordell. Cordell? Cordell. In the Bronx on AM 970. Line 1. Cordell, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Welcome.
Okay, yeah. I don't think that we should disband the NSA. Obviously, it's in need of new management. But just like Stephen had the temptation, I think you give that power to anyone, they'll be susceptible to it. But it can do good. Disbanding it, I don't think, is a good idea. But again, we need to top down, change out the management, and utilize it for what it's intended to do, which is to check out Al-Qaeda and that sort.
Yeah, because I want to know if Al-Qaeda has a crush on Javier. Because I think that they do. See, they Because Mr. Ahmadinejad said they don't let those types of guys into Iran, so they got to go somewhere. So NSA could be, hey, who's the guy that's in charge now? Al-Zawahiri. Does Al-Zawahiri have a secret thing for Javier? And so put it in the thing, and then shows the phone number, and then they go get him. Would it work? I don't know. Thank you, Cordell. Appreciate your call. Go ahead. Do you want to add something? Did you? Sorry, Cordell. I think you wanted to. Oh, he's back. Okay, hold on. Are you there?
Breaking up.
Yes, I am. I said it was good to see Stephen at our church last week promoting I'm in love with the church girl.
.com with no apostrophe. I'm in love with the church girl. .com, no apostrophe. October 18th in a theater near you. Find a theater near you at I'mInLoveWithTheChurchGirl.com. Am I doing this right?
Be blessed.
Thank you, Cordell.
Thanks, brother.
How much time do we have? 30 seconds.
Wow. Well,
Man, Dave seemed a little grouchy when I asked him. Did you see that?
He's just trying to be official.
I got the double hand like about, yeah.
He's just trying to be official.
Anyway, we got two phone lines open for your call. Should the NSA be shut down because they can't control their libidos online? That's what they're using it for, checking in on their girlfriends and their husbands and wives. 888-340-3373. Coming right back on Baldwin McCullough live from New York.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, "We don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare," they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a United Voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
MuchGood.com.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
Yo!
And the NSA, much talked about faction of the government. That has been creeping around,
Spying on everyone.
Literally.
Yep.
Spying
hey,
on everyone.
Hey, if you've got a Google account, a Facebook account, a Yahoo account, AOL account, if you've ever turned a computer on, they have opened your camera and looked inside your house, and they have tracked you where you've gone. I don't know if any of that's true, but it's gotten pretty close to that from what I understand.
or at least we know they could do that.
Let's go back to the phones. Full bank, line two, Nick in Queens, listening to AM 970, our bold and beautiful flagship station right here in the heart of New York. Nick, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough and Stephen Baldwin. Hi.
Hi, fellas. Stephen mentioned Obamacare earlier. I wonder just who is in control of the NSA information that's being stolen. And one wonders when Supreme Court decisions like the constitutionality of Obamacare and decisions in the Congress with politicians based on one or two congressmen's votes aren't being compromised. Because Ann Coulter wrote a story on Chicago politics a while back, and she traced every election that a certain president was involved in Chicago, and it seems like the competition was defeated by secrets that were brought out from secret files of these various politicians.
Right. Well, Nick, I do have – I don't know the answer to the second part of your question, but I know the answer to the first part of your question. You asked where are they corralling all of that information, because they are. The Obamacare program is going to suck information from the medical files and from your criminal record and from your employment track and all these different things. And they're putting them in large wood crates and taking them to the place that appeared at the end of the Raiders of the Lost Ark. They put it on the thing and they roll it back into the back of that very long warehouse. I think that's where they're keeping it.
I knew it.
Thank you, Nick. Appreciate the call.
By the way, Stephen, did you use Bob's Minesweepers website?
Oh yeah, did you go? Because remember, someone told us about Bob's Minesweepers.
Yeah.
Did you get the
history of the USS Tanager, the ship that you made the movie on?
Not yet, but I will. I've been on.
I'm going to put it on a Post-it note for him, Nick, so that he won't be allowed to forget this week.
Nick, okay, it's the USS Tanager. Named after a bird.
And
there were 100 of us that made a great cruise over to the Mediterranean, and we survived the oceans.
Yeah.
You might get a kick out of reading the history of the ship.
Bob's Minesweeper.
Many of us were from New York.
Wonderful. Thanks, Nick.
Thanks for the call. We got to run because we're up against a hard break. It's the end of hour one on Baldwin McCullough Live.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's gcnminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
It's D.